Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for September 3rd, 2023 is based on Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 to 28. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is, Take Up Your Cross. An introduction. After Peter confesses that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, Jesus reveals the ultimate purpose of his ministry. These words prove hard to accept, even for a disciple whom Jesus has called a rock. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, glory to you, glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you, glory to you, glory to you, O Lord.
From that time on, after Peter confessed that Jesus was the Messiah, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what he has done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, praise to you, praise to you, O Christ. Praise to you, praise to you, praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, this morning I want to talk about what can arguably be called the most prolific symbol in the Christian church. Does anyone want to venture a guess at what the most prolific symbol in the Christian church might be? The cross. Absolutely. The prominence of the cross in the Christian faith has not always been what it is today. The first historical records of the cross being used as a symbol of the followers of Jesus were recorded late in the second century, meaning that they really started to notice people using the cross as a symbol about 30 to 70 years after Jesus' death. And because Christians were being persecuted during that time, they didn't wear crosses on themselves or hang them in their homes. They simply made a cross with their fingers, or they made a cross on their forehead with their finger to show others that they were followers of Jesus. It was kind of a secret code at the time to let others know that you were a safe person to talk to about Jesus. The symbol of the cross truly became widespread once the Roman Emperor Constantine legalized Christianity and himself was converted to Christianity in 313 CE. The cross has since become so ubiquitous, so widespread within the Christian faith, that even churches like the Eastern Orthodox Church, members are given a cross at their baptism. And from that day forward, they must never go a day without wearing a cross. And since you're all sitting here today in a Christian church, my guess is that you too have embraced the cross as a symbol of Christianity. How many of you have a cross hanging somewhere in your home? Anyone? How many of you have a cross necklace or some cross jewelry that you might have? Does anyone have a tattoo of a cross? Okay. How many of you will definitely see a cross at least once during the course of your daily activities? Crosses have become so widespread, so ubiquitous, that I wonder if at times they have lost some of their meaning to us. Verse 24 says, Jesus told his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." What does Jesus mean here when he tells us to take up our cross? Is he referring to wearing a cross around your neck to show others that you are a follower? Some people might say taking up your cross here means that you choose a path of following Jesus. Taking up your cross is saying, I will be a follower of Jesus. But all of those are pretty metaphorical answers for something that I don't think Jesus is being metaphorical about. This reading takes place before Jesus has been crucified and hung on a cross. So the only meaning that a cross has to the disciples at this point is that it is a torturous instrument of death, used by the Roman government and reserved for the worst offenders. So why would Jesus be telling them to willingly take up something so brutal and deadly? Well, the answer comes in the next verse. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. The cross in that day and age symbolized the absolute worst that society could offer. It symbolized a worldly power that exploited people and tortured people and killed people, all for the chance at more power and status. And Jesus tells his disciples, if you want to continue to live under those conditions, just turn around and head home. But if you really want to live life as God intended, you need to be willing to not only work against the powers that seek to divide and diminish people, but you need to understand that it comes with persecution from the powerful. Taking up the cross looks like Martin Luther King Jr., who stood up to the injustices of the ways the African-American citizens were being treated. And he felt the brute force of the cross's oppression through jailings, beatings, and even his murder. Let me tell you what taking up your cross does not look like. Taking up your cross is not about needless suffering. So often people use the phrase, this is my cross to bear, or I choose to bear this cross, when referring to remaining in abusive or harmful relationships or situations. Some denominations of Christianity try to say that God wants us to endure dangerous situations as some sort of test of faith and endurance, but that is quite counter to the message of the cross. In fact, Jesus went to the cross. Jesus chose the way of the cross to show us that left to our own machinations, society will chew us up and spit us out. And yet, after being chewed up and spit out by the Roman Empire, Jesus rises again to show that no human power on earth is greater than the love of God made known through the resurrection. So what does taking up the cross look like for us today? What injustices are we called to stand up against? Some might ask, Pastor Corey, why do you talk so much about welcoming all people and letting people know that God loves all people? It's because I see parts of the Christian church telling people they are not good enough as they are, or that there is something wrong with them to the point that they cannot receive God's love and grace. I saw it once again in the cesspool that is the Let's Talk Lebanon Facebook page last night. Don't ask why I continue to still look at it. But Christians were once again tearing one another apart because someone wanted to know of a church they could go to that was welcoming of all people. And the fighting and the hate that was shared by some of the people on that thread, saying that not all will receive God's love, is completely counter to the message that Jesus shows us on the cross. For even when Jesus is hanging on the cross, as a man who did nothing to receive or to deserve this torture, he looks over to the convicted criminals on either side of him and says, "You will be with me today in paradise." The cross has historically been a symbol that shows the worst that humanity has to offer. And at times, even many Christians are feeding into that narrative. But the redeeming quality of the cross, the thing that has made it an enduring symbol of the Christian faith, is that God took that symbol of the abuse of power and showed us that no hate is too strong to overcome the love and the goodness of God. Not even death has a permanent hold over God and God's beloved creation. Not everyone is called to carry heavy crosses like the people of Martin Luther and Martin Luther King Jr. or even Jesus. But at some point in our lives, God does call us, each and every one of us, to pick up a particular cross and carry it. And it is a way that we can show the world that this cross, this injustice against humanity, is not too large to bear, and it can be overcome by the love and grace of God. So the next time you notice a cross, or you put a cross on, I encourage you to remember its historical significance and how it showed the worst humanity had to offer. And then remember how Jesus subverted the cross to show how the love and power of God is truly greater than any earthly power or institution. And remember that the love shown in that act is freely given to you and to all people, and we are called to continue to share it with everyone we meet. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.